Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome to the show, folks. Welcome to the show. We just get started here. A couple days away from goodbye 2023. Some people are...
Ooh.
What?
You said goodbye 2023.
Oh, really?
Okay. I don't think they'll let us skip a year.
Yeah, well, we don't know. It might be a good year, so we wouldn't want to skip a year necessarily. Or it could be a bad year, and we wish we could skip it. Anyway, a couple days till the end of this damn year. How's that? All right?
Okay, that works.
All right. I shall start with my end first this time. I'm not going to talk about Denver's cards. She will talk about that. I'm going to talk about the show, a really good show. We got some folks on hold already, so they know this, and they're listening. 515-602-9676. That's a number to call in. Call or Skype in. We got a few people on hold right now. But the disclaimer you must hear. The show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That is our opening legal disclaimer. That's very important, though, in this world we live in of sue, everybody suing somebody. Also, if you're national, be it caller or be a listener, Facebook Live viewer, we'll give you a live international shout-out if you let us know. Like, I believe Liz is from the UK. Is she not?
Liz.
Right? Yes, she is. Liz is from the UK. Catherine is from, she's not here yet. Catherine is from Ireland. So, all right. Anyway, let's go back to the show. When you call that number or Skype in that number, 515-602-9676, you'll get told that you can listen to the show while you wait. So when you're listening to the show, everything's cool. We see you on a list. I'm keeping track. Whoever holds the longest goes first. Them are the rules, you know, no cuts. If you hear nothing, you got a problem, Houston. I would say you call in again. Hang up, call in again. It happened. You can claim it could be anywhere between your cell phone to the computer world where there's a problem, you know. So, but the fact that we have folks on hold means everything's good. Okay, listen here. Let's see. We got about that. When we do take you live, that is, please do the following if you legally and safely can. We would like you to immediately connect the old speakerphone. If you're using a Bluetooth device, go to the old phone to head method, please. Shut down all your background noises, distractions, things that keep yourself occupied while you're on hold. Multitasking, don't do it, stop it. If you're building a bridge, get off the bridge. Go to your living room, relax, where it's quiet, comfortable, and has great cell phone reception. I mean, we really ask you to do this because your call goes through the regular cell phone tower world, which is one thing. And then it goes to Blog Talk site. Then it goes to my computer and comes on our little computer speakers here. And the sound log can really be bad. Sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it is. But just to be safe, we ask that you do all those things if you legally and safely can.
Exactly.
Also, for the folks that cannot call in for whatever reason, typically that would be the international folks because all you need is internet to do what we're about to talk about. But even sometimes local folks have to go the alternate method of Messenger audio or video call. Yay. That would be when we announce it. Only when we announce it, when we open the floor, the door, whatever the hell you want us to call it. You can audio video Deborah Lee. Not the Psychic Love Doctor Show. It's very important. Deborah Lee, and you have to be friends with her because them's the rules. So remember, that's only when we say to do so, because if you do it, try to be early. We're going to hang up on you. There's no hold system. Just if we're not ready, you're going to have to say negative, Ghost Rider. That damn pattern is full. Another interesting key sound there was the sound of the harpage. That means that your intuitive card reading with Deborah has been concluded. does not mean that it's almost over. It's half over.
It's getting over.
Close to being over. It's damn done. So please don't fire more questions off. Yeah, I'm trying to. I've got a card ready to go, and then I get left hanging. I got a Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading for you before we go on to the next caller, and that's the big kicker of all this. This time crunch, me, the harp thing, and stopping because we got other callers. We want to give as many people as we can in an hour. It's makes it fair to all those that are waiting.
Oh, hello. I'm Deborah Lee. I'm going to be conducting your readings this evening. Bear with me. I seem to have a throat issue, but we'll do our best to push through it. I want to mention to everyone that I'm using ordinary playing cards. And those of you who have joined us, who we call our Facebookers, you're on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. And you are seeing us live streaming right now. So we are showing you the deck. Log Talkers, just trust us. That's what we're using. We want everyone to know that we're not using tarot deck, oracle cards, or any of the other systems that are out there. And we know there are very, very many wonderful systems. We just are not using them for the show. Also, I will be using a full 24-card layout for your readings. Each time that you call, you know, each person that calls in, I'll be laying out a whole new set of cards so that it gives me a chance to see what's really going on in your life. You know, how your future is shaping up. And also, I just don't do the 1, 2, 3 random draw that other people do. It works well for them, but I prefer to demonstrate exactly the layout that I use in my personal sessions as people arrange them with me.
And if you are on Facebook, you can see the reading. You can see the card. You can see 90% of it, 90% of the layout. So one advantage of watching the show versus just listening alone.
Somebody has paid us a very nice compliment, but I can't see their...
I have no clue who Lowy Pro is.
Well, thank you anyway. We will definitely keep up the good work. Thank you.
That's not a real picture.
Oh, well, maybe it's one they really like.
Well, obviously. I mean, I have my picture is not me that I use on Facebook. So, I'm just stating the facts. Suzanne, hello. Welcome to the show from the land of Mary.
Hello, Suzanne.
All right, let's get into it here. Let's rock. Let's roll. Caller, a very familiar area code. Area code 203, Connecticut. 203, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hello. Hi, who's joining?
It's Pat and Chance. Hello.
Hello, Pat and Chance.
Welcome.
Okay, so I got another post from someone new today. I just, you know what, this person lives like 2 towns over from my son. So, of course, that's where I want to live. So that's what's appealing. His name is Hank. He's a Scorpio. I tell you, my gut is maybe he's not that sensitive. However, I saw a Mercedes in his quota. I need someone wealthy. Anyway, just let me know. Other guy responded, and I responded back, and I'm going to get tired of this. I don't like talking every day, for sure.
All right, so good checking on.
He's probably waiting for you to make the next move.
Maybe. Check
I've noticed that real gentlemen do not jump to go, like, say, to the phone or to video call.
No, I mean, I answered and he answers right away, and I'm not going to be into doing this every day, you know, talking back and forth.
Good idea to tell him, which you probably have. Yeah, because likely he'll move on. You know, they get angry with us if we aren't straight up.
Just say, hey, I'm not an everyday chatter.
Yes, and remind me, Pat, before we say goodbye, I have something that struck me today that I want to mention before I forget. So, all right, well, let's take a look at the future for you with Hank.
Okay, so obviously this is still within the confines of the state of Connecticut, right?
It's in my son's state, which is really where someday I hope to live.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or at least closer to that state.
Does he have pictures so you can see what
he
looks like?
Yeah, they both do.
Nice.
International shout out to Mike from the UK.
Hello there, Mike. Let's get this party started.
He saluted us for bringing comfort to others.
Aw, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
My own son said that earlier. He's a welder, came back from San Diego, soon to go to Jacksonville, Florida, for months to work, on ships with the Navy. He said, Mom, I think that's really nice. I said, well, we love it too. But a lot of people are alone, I've been there. I know what that's like. And this time of year, it really sucks, So we're happy to do it. We look forward to it all day. All right, let's see what we got for Hank. Well, I want to tell you right off the top, it looks very good for you. This one might actually be more your speed. And I think you're right. I think that he's well-heeled financially, well-padded. He has the means. And, let's face it, since time immemorial, a guy always had to have prospects as a young man. A girl's father did not want her going out with a bum. He had to have prospects and plans and, he was going to make something of himself. And I think it still holds true. Jim thinks sometimes we women are extremely materialistic.
I would never say that.
I can agree with Jim, and honestly, because I've been alone for 30 years and without so much, I only have a twinge of guilt of saying I need to marry someone wealthy. I don't feel that guilty about it because I've never chosen anyone for that reason, but I do see it happen with women.
Well, right, but we have to be realistic. We're at our ages now where we can't entertain a man who comes wearing a barrel. I mean, we're entering into a phase of life that's filled with challenges.
It's a tough competition, though, because guess what else wealthy men have?
What?
They have little gold digger hotty-totties out there to play with, too. No, don't go, You know that for a fact. You've seen that many a time.
Yeah.
Just walking out in town, you see a freaking old man Snow with the gray hair and gray everything running around with a blonde about 38 years his younger.
I think in any instance, there's a risk involved. However.
Well, there is. And life is risk.
We've got a little bit of leverage with these cards.
Well, that's the difference.
Oh, if he's a player or a gangster, or they're going to show.
Yeah. And
the thing is, we've got to believe what we see and hear out of the cards.
And the blog talkers that don't know, I mean, the Facebookers can see who has the cards and who doesn't. The blog talkers, I am not the one reading the cards. All my opinions are just nothing but opinions with no card-based facts. Deb is the factual person.
I really see this as having a very good beginning. And I see him as being very respectful towards you.
Okay.
If he has any kind of flaw, he might try to sell himself too much to you. Give it the hard sell. Because he really wants to have somebody too.
Yeah. Is that really a flaw unless it's, as long as there's no embellishing or lying, that's not a big deal, is it?
Well, as long as it's not a car salesman saying something along the lines of, so what's it going to take to get to get me inside of you?
Well, damn. Well, as long as he's not making things up. That's what matters. If he's honest,
let me ask you. I went back on the site, and this is what he wrote, and I can certainly. Someone told me once, a therapist said, you always look for the gun in the pocket. So I'm doing that right now, but I want your intuition on this. This is what he wrote, and I'm telling you, I saw it as sort of a full of himself put down. But he could just be thinking he's really funny. I'm not too sure where such and such is. That's where it says I live. relative to Western Mass. So just quick note, wondering if you're even on the same planet. That was a message to me.
See, kids, hard to read that.
Oh, I think it is an attempted humor.
It could be
very
that.
Cute.
It could be that. I don't think...
The subtext is, I don't believe there's somebody out there for me, is what I think.
Yeah, you're
or,
right. You're
or
right.
He's just being goofy. We don't know.
Yeah, I think he probably has a very cute sense of humor. You know?
Okay,
so
you're right,
now,
Deborah.
Well, thank you. And I wanted to mention to you what happened, or ask you first, what happened with the mechanic? Because I have a...
Oh, my God. I tell you, for a week and a half, I've put every single day aside, and I call, and it's not in. I called yesterday at the end of the day. Yeah, it came in the morning. I've left this guy text messages and nothing. And I don't know if it's just the way they do it or... if they don't want to help me. I don't believe they don't. Speaking to my hypnotist today, and he said, here, go see this guy. And I said, but I'm going to have to pay, you know, labor a lot. And he said, just try him. So I don't know. But thank you for asking. What do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, you ought to go and just, and they'll direct you. Go online to the Better Business Bureau. They will take on for free. They'll take on your case, and especially if he's listed with them.
Oh,
they...
I'm sorry. Oh, Deborah, I thought you were talking about the guy who promised to fix my window. I've been so tired. I have all the forms. I'm going to take a look at them soon and then call this guy that you thought was so great and ask him, which form should I do, and then also ask him, how do you get paid? And I don't think that's my responsibility. I need to contact him soon. I talked to him before the holidays.
Well, I'll tell you, Pat, they will put on their website if the case was settled or not settled, and it can be very damaging to businesses, you know.
I know.
But
yeah, the Better Business Bureau. You're right.
Give that a shot, and there's other websites like that, and they're slipping my mind, but they will take They will, what's the word, like represent you for nothing and contact that person.
Contact them? Do you mean like the Better Business Bureau?
Well, contact that mechanic. Because
you mean like
they want
the Better Business Bureau?
Yeah, if he's listed with them, they're going to kick him out and give him a very bad rating.
He's not listed with them.
Well, she checked, I apparently.
Well, you must have checked.
Yeah.
And that's something we all do is make sure any of the businesses we deal with have a listing, you know, just to see how they treat other people.
Yeah.
So, all right.
My feeling is writing damaging information is not a good idea until I know for sure that I'm not going to get the money, because I'm still hoping for the money. I don't want to put anything out negative yet.
I think that's fair. I think that's smart move. You can blast somebody later on if they screw you over ultimately.
Exactly.
I wonder also if he has any professional licenses, because there are lots of avenues where you can get somebody put on the hot seat. You know, if he has a license, and I don't know enough about mechanics, but if he does, that might be another place for you to go.
I think it would be more of the business license part of it.
Yeah,
that's actually the ability to be a mechanic has nothing to do with charging people money or anything. That license is different.
Because right now,
he's essentially
stealing from you.
Automotive service mechanic.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yep. All right.
All right. Here's your card, my dear.
All right. Your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading. Subject, you will manifest what you need. Express gratitude as if your plans have already come to pass.
Well, like with this Hank man.
Trust that your angels are bringing you assistance you need. So in other words, already get your thank you speech ready is what it's saying. And really believe that it's going to be a done deal, whatever subject this presents.
Whatever it is.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think you've got a real good guy there.
If that's what it is.
And maybe they're just going to keep getting better and better. You know,
we'll
for
see.
You.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, hon. And give Chance a little kiss for us.
Word up on that, dog.
Yeah.
I absolutely will. Okay, guys. Love you. Have a good
love
night.
Love you, too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. All right. Moving on. We're moving on to area code. Be careful.
Oh, my gosh.
Mine.
Yeah.
Is it our? I believe it is our.
It's Lisa. Thank you. Hey, Deb, the question I have for you for the cards is,
yep.
Is there a closed door on this? Because I don't know. I don't know. I might be reading too much into all of this. And I know he knows that I have my grandson, but I don't want to pursue something that is just a dead end. And, you know, I'm cleaning out my refrigerator. I'm clean, you know, while my grandson is here because I had to buy more groceries. And I deleted his phone number from my phone so I wouldn't call him or text him. And, you know, he hasn't called me or texted me. And I knocked on his door to see if he wanted one of the leftovers. And he was on the phone with some guy, and he said, I'm talking to my neighbor right now. I'm also talking to you, talking to the guy on the phone. And I thought, I don't know. I'm not getting a feeling right now that this is going to go anywhere. And that's what I want to ask the cards. So just let it go, period. He's just a neighbor who's a neighbor who's a neighbor.
It's been 24 hours since we last had a reading, so I don't know that there's been a significant change myself. I don't have the cards. I do not have the cards.
Yes.
That is my disclaimer. I could be wrong.
Things can change.
And I got that out. I don't have cards. I could be wrong all the time. Yeehaw. It's a license to be wrong. I'm pretty good at it.
Deb, I thought yesterday you may have picked something up from the cards and maybe you didn't want to hurt my feelings because you asked me. It seems like after you looked at the cards, you asked me, well, what did he say? You know, and I thought, well, maybe she's trying to protect me from what you saw in the cards so I wouldn't be disappointed. And you ended up saying, you know, he's just as confused as you are. So I just want to let this go. If it's a dead dog, you know, that's fine. I'll just step over it and move on.
Here, let me collect my thoughts here.
Gather your thoughts.
Yes, one moment.
Gather them like leaves astray in your backyard in the fall.
I think with the thing yesterday, with the hand kisses, that kind of thing, to me, and it's characterized in your cards as that you have punted. So he's got the ball now. Let him, let's see what he's going to do, if anything. And I feel that you're already feeling some hurt from this, and we certainly don't want to, you know, accelerate that. So you've said what you've said. You've let him know how much you care for him. And as I stress all the time, love is a strength. It's something to be proud of, that you're capable of it.
Well, if you think you planted a seed, you must let it.
And you've got to let that grow.
You've got a seed has time to do its thing.
You know, the more we, like, say, pester somebody, the more it's going to make them exhausted and be like, I have to check out of this for a little bit.
It can definitely make somebody want to punch out.
So it's hard, though, if you've not been raised. I was not raised where love was a strength. It was a weakness.
Love is a battlefield.
And people preyed on that in my family, you know, where you felt so helpless because you loved them so much, but they made love hurt. So in the years since, though, I've learned through this deck, love is the most beautiful energy in the entire world. And if you're able to give that to somebody, it's never something to be ashamed of. We tell that Rose Maria when she calls from New Jersey, because that girl has, you know, nothing but pain from love. So I just say to you, leave it where it is. Just be you. Okay? Enjoy your grandson. I think he's there for it.
Yeah.
He's there, I think, to slow things down.
And, yeah, to keep your focus not too crazy. Nobody wants to be crazy. Nobody wants to be that fat, crazy chick, you know?
I really think your neighbor, Mr. D, is going to come back strong. But just leave him be for now.
Mr. D, it almost sounds like a porn name, doesn't it?
You know, I'm planning, I'm making arrangements
to go on the trip by myself. I'm not taking anyone with me. I'm not going with anyone. And I just want to think things out myself to get my, you know, just disengage from this. I don't like it. Today, I don't like the feeling.
That's amazing.
More people should do that.
You know what? You must really like yourself. I can't imagine going anywhere by myself because I have such bad company for myself.
What, you like, you got split personalities? What's your other self?
I just start overthinking everything and, gee, this isn't going to be any fun. There's nobody here to entertain me. So, yeah.
And I can't do this ebb and flow kind of stuff. I can't do this, like, you know, I've been calling you every day and I don't want to do this anymore. I just don't. I want to get on and just do some other stuff. I've got girlfriends that
sure.
I love them. We're all the same age. And I just got off the phone with one. And I said, how do you just walk away? You know, just stop. Because this is, I don't like this. I don't like what's going on. I don't like this, you know, trying to, oh, my gosh, you know. And no, That's
well,
high school stuff.
There's a very big, important lesson in all of this for you. And lessons don't always indicate punishment. Sometimes we just learn with some amazing new insight about ourselves, about our world, I mean, that we are living in individually.
Is this lesson over?
I think for you, it means the door opened and you have the capacity to love again.
But is this over?
I would just say punt. What do? Isn't that when you're giving the other guy the ball?
Yeah, punt, or you could use the tennis analogy. Put the ball in their court. You know, there's lots of analogies.
Yeah, things like that.
Doesn't mean you have to end the game. You could just say, all right, you know what? I'm going to just go on with my life and do what you got to do. You know,
yeah.
That type of thing. There's going to be no hate. I just got to keep on. And...
Yeah, and you can't hold him responsible for any of this because.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is about me.
But look at the good things that have come from this. There is.
Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not insulting him. I just think this is not for me, though.
Might not be.
And I've been saying that. You know, I've just been saying that to myself from the beginning. What the heck am I doing? You know, this is stupid. And
you did make a tater tot casserole, though.
You made a tater tot casserole. So right there.
Got to take a positive out of a negative.
And he keeps telling me how much he loves it, and that's where the two roads will never meet, because that stuff I can't eat. I don't like that as part of my diet lifestyle. You know, my grandson can eat it.
Oh, it's comfort food.
Oh, yeah, children could live off that.
Yes, it is not health food.
No, kids will just, if they like those
two
things.
But I'm joking. I'm totally joking about this. No, I'm done. I'm just like, oh, man, I don't need this kind of stuff. You know, this is not, sorry.
We had some good fun for a few days, and I know that our listeners have enjoyed it as well. So, and you know, I was saying to Jim, even if it was entirely a fabricated story, it was entertaining as hell, right? And you said, yeah, even if you just called up to have some fun with us.
I mean, we went from tater tot casserole to these prickly cactus shower curtains that were doing some kind of weird
anal
porn stuff. I mean, we've been all over the road here. This journey has us all over the road. We went in the ditch on this one, so to speak.
And boy, has it brought in new listeners.
I mean, holy guacamole.
They say as long as the society is super obsessed with sex, that the civilization will flourish.
Well, imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine it takes banging to produce.
I just can't be a woman that pines away for somebody. I just can't. And I see myself doing that these past several days. You know, oh, my God, no, I'm not going to do it. And I hear the callers calling in, and I don't, I mean, I can relate to it. And I'm not insulting anybody. I just see, for me, what's going on for me, and it's, no,
sure.
I'm not going to do it.
That's
but
fine.
Thank you, Deb.
You bet. Do you have a card?
Oh, I do have. Yes, our correspondent from Arizona. Your subject is take control of your thoughts. Your thoughts are creating your reality. Have faith and stay focused on the outcome that you truly desire.
There it is.
But that can be the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Some of us don't even know what we truly desire. That's the hard part.
But it'll come to you. It will. You'll know.
Yep.
What's the lady previously who called in? She knows what she wants for a future place to live, what kind of future partner she wants. She's manifesting that. A Mercedes, hey, why not, right?
Well, he already had it. She didn't manifest
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so the only thing she has to find out if he's a jerk or not in when you meet in real life.
One never knows until yeah. you go down the road.
So, yeah, pop in with us once in a while. Let us know
just
how you're
because
doing.
You're...
Well, you know, it's not supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be easy as far as I'm telling myself right now. This is too ridiculous. But thank you. Thank you, guys. It's been fun to talk to both of you.
Oh, yeah, we loved it.
Yeah, and don't say love like past tense. We're not going anywhere. You can keep calling.
Yeah, anytime you want.
You don't have to have some kind of crazy-ass drama to call in.
No.
I mean, hey, you know what? Get a new shower curtain and see what it looks like.
See what it does.
Who knows what shapes you'll see, you know? Out with the old, in with the new.
Yes, and please have a happy new year because I know you're busy with your grandson.
Yeah, if we.
Oh yeah.
We would like to hear from you obviously sooner than that, but we understand if
yeah.
you got to entertain the youngin.
So take care.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Sure.
Okay,
all right.
You
know, bye, sweetie. I want to mention to everybody that when we go out to lunch. We will read newspapers. We kind of collect them from the week. And we've been talking lately on and off about grandmothers and, you know, in specific terms, being alienated from their own children and their grandchildren.
Excuse me.
And there was a big letter to one of the answer ladies is what I call them.
Oh, which one?
I think it might have been somebody named Harriet.
Oh, really? Okay, that's in the paper now? All right.
It was about a grandmother who her daughter, well, let's just put it this way, stopped having a relationship with her, moved away with the husband and the grandchildren, and she has no contact. And I thought, you know what? These are all indication that those of us who are going through this type of thing, we are not alone. And I hope someday all of this alienation and families gets focused on, you know, people, more journalists, more, you know, we have these, what's wrong? Oh, motivational, I thought somebody was coming in. Motivational speakers and stuff. I think we should address, you know, this kind of thing. And I just thought I'd mention it. And the answer lady, as I call her, she said to her, just keep trying to be a part of their lives and see what happens. I mean, there really is no solution. So I thought I'd throw that in there before we go to the next caller.
Word up on that, dog. Mm-hmm. We're going to the next caller. That next caller is staying out on the West Coast area, time zone-wise. 775, Nevada, 775. Bring it on.
Oh, I think we know.
Is it Miss Wendy?
Wendy?
Hi, you two always cheer me up. It's so nice to hear you.
Thank you.
Well, we like when we see your area code. We just hope that sometime we don't call some guy named Wendy because he's in the same area
yeah,
code.
Yeah, I know.
But we take our chances.
Well, I consider myself an unusually kind and compassionate person. I refer to myself as a humanitarian. And
yes.
I want you all to give me your honest opinion, please, because I don't want to be wrong.
Okay.
I got a call from Kevin today, and poor man, he's still sick, I expressed sympathy and concern, and he's a nice person. And towards the end of the call, he said, well, I mentioned I had sent two discs, one of imaging and one of all the clinical notes and records and everything else from my medical insurance so that they could review it. And on this 17 days ago, I received an email from Kevin saying, we received the two discs. We will be reviewing them, meaning him and Eddie. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Eddie is the big guy at the firm. Kevin has been assigned to my case. Okay. So within these last 17 days, yes, I said 17, the poor man got sick. In my work environment, If I'm out, then there's something called workflow, where if somebody's not able to work, then another person on the team should step in and do whatever, because there's legal guidelines.
You bet.
So bottom line, towards the end of our conversation, he said, well, by the way, I want to be honest with you. I've not reviewed the discs. And we are under a legal time frame. Right now, I have around 62 days to have my appeal in the hands of this insurance company. So I suspect maybe, yeah, if I'm really lucky, maybe I will hear from them again in, 4 days on January the 2nd? So
hopefully not another 17.
Is my thinking cockeyed that somebody should have done something by now, but somebody else should have been assigned after this 17 days? And I don't want to be unkind. I want to be very supportive, but this is my life. So is my thinking off?
Your thinking might not be off, but if they don't give you some information, you can only think what I would be worried myself too. Maybe there's some legal thing. All I have to do is file one piece of paper and they've met that requirement. See, that's what we don't know. If they need to communicate these things to you.
Like when you're out and you order a nice meal and 20 minutes has gone by.
Come and tell me what's going on.
Jim a lot of times will say, just wait a while. Maybe they're understaffed. But as it starts clicking into 30 minutes, no, I start to wonder, because you're not getting the service you deserve. And I feel that's what's happening with you, Wendy. They are, maybe because they think, oh, well, she's small potatoes. Or you never know what's being said, you know, in the office away from their clients.
You never know.
Never know.
And also, yeah, I asked him a question, and he said, I said, technically, during the elimination period, which is only 30 days, I'm required to only pay for 1 hour per week times four out of my own pocket to satisfy the my portion of the contractual agreement. And he doubted that, and he said, I don't know, I'm going to have to talk to Eddie about that. And I thought, what? And I am not a genius. I will tell that to the world, but I'm pretty sharp. I'm pretty smart. And I have developed my analytical skills because of my work background. It's been very intense background.
You're highly intuitive too there, Miss Wendy. You pick up on things on an intuitive level. And I think that you are realizing they're fumbling the ball here a little bit, where you are sharper than the average bear.
A little yogi reference.
Well, thank you. I don't think I'm remiss in that if he was going to be out for this long, then I think Eddie should have assigned somebody else to start looking at all these. It's over 1,000 pages, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, I like to be in harmony and on good terms with the world. I do, and I don't want to feel horrible because the poor man is still sick. His wife got sick too, and I'm very sad about that. What am I going to do? I'm under a time frame.
Right.
And a lot needs to be done.
Yeah, it's a law firm. They have other lawyers.
And I'm going to tell you right here, right now, and I will always tell you the truth, even if it isn't going to be, you know, rainbows and unicorns. Because I think the more you know, on an intuitive level, the better decisions you can make. I don't think that your Kevin likes that he gets stuck with these small potato cases.
Oh, he wants to be a big shot
lawyer.
I will share something with you, and I'm being very honest. This, my point of view, this is about my safety, my welfare, my quality of life, and my health. I will also share with you, I won't tell you the details on the air. They don't write these policies anymore. About every 5 years, it's $1 million they'd be paying. I am not kidding you. So it's not small potatoes to this company. They could be, you know, they could get a nice bundle of money from doing this. So it's not like a real small policy. It is an enormous policy that they don't write anymore. And
yes.
So I don't know what to do. You know what? A lesson I've learned is sometimes I'm just too nice. And I'm concerned about Eddie and his family. I want them to be healthy. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to contact early on the 2nd, because forget about tomorrow. Forget about January 1. I'll be calling on the 2nd. And I will start with Evan because I'm polite. And I'm going to say, hi, I hope you're well. Are you back working today? Just short and sweet. And if he says he's still sick, then I'm going to email Eddie, and I'm going to say, I need you to call me, Eddie. And I'm going to be very polite. Now, say, number one, I'm concerned about Kevin and his health and his family's health. But as you know, Eddie, I'm under a terrific time frame. And at that point, it would have been almost 3 weeks that they would have received my two discs of over 1,000 pages, okay? And I'm going to say, Eddie, I'm not complaining about Kevin, but I think that we need to take some steps here because the clock is ticking. What do you guys think?
Wendy, I think it's time for you to put your war face on.
Yeah, I wouldn't wait.
Their
I'd be calling
family's
tomorrow.
Health is not your concern.
I'd be calling boss man tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, this is business.
Yep.
This isn't friendship and family, and you are very nice.
Yes. It's,
I would kiss your feet to be able to have a client like
but,
you.
But you know what?
But if they are, okay, let's all be honest here, shall we? I'm older. I'm going to be 66 next month. I get treated, and I feel it from the young whippersnappers that are out there, and they think, oh, you're just an old lady. I have
well,
to
I'm 71.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, oh, there is an ageism problem that lurks when we're trying
well,
to
what,
get...
You know
yeah.
What bothers me is that I will tell you, I know my policy. I have taught myself my policy. I've asked so many questions over the years, and I know I'm right. And he doubted me, which he should doubt me because he's an attorney. Maybe he was doing his just duty by saying, well, let me check with Eddie. He shouldn't have to check with Eddie because he should have access to my policy, okay?
And the records should have all been read. They should be moving forward. But what I see in these cards is that he is unhappy that he got stuck with this case, okay?
Well,
and
you know what? That may very well be true, but it's not a low money case. It could be millions. It could be.
It could be.
I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing, though.
Insurance might not be his flair.
You know, he probably doesn't like doing insurance cases.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure this guy's going to stay with the firm from what I see. He's pointed in an entirely different direction,
which is not good.
Yeah.
For
well, I have to have a plan. So, on January 2nd, that's D-Day, and I will do the right thing because I'm a good girl, and my name is Wendy. I'm gonna give Kevin a chance. I'm gonna reach out to him, and I will be very cordial, short and sweet, and I'll just say hi. I hope you're doing well. How's your health? How's your family? Are you back at the office? And he says, no, I'm not back in the office. Then I'll just say, you know what? Sorry to hear that. Please get well and have a good day. And I'm going to leave it at that. And then I'm going to call the office and I'm going to ask to speak to nobody but Eddie. How is?
Yep.
Am I being fair?
And then tell, if I were you, honey.
Fair, I would have done that already myself.
You've asked us what we think and what we would do.
I'm not that nice.
I would tell Eddie that you are requesting another attorney ASAP.
Yeah, just like the clock's
just
ticking.
Say, I can't work with this guy.
If you,
you know.
If you run a business, people get sick, you got to have a plan.
And backup.
Well, you got to have a plan when one of your lawyers has a sick, whatever kind of freaking issue he's got, you don't just, the case doesn't sit. You hand it off to somebody else.
Yeah, and
well,
and I would call
in my work environment, which has been pretty professional, I was checked out by the FBI before I was allowed to look at any client's information because of confidentiality.
Right.
And highly trained and very technical. And I'm just telling you that in my work environment, the clock started ticking on certain things legally. And they're a law firm, and they know my time frame. And it'll take a while. You know, this is over 1,000 pages. That's a lot for somebody to take on. And in the email that I got from him 17 days ago, I mean, that would be proof to Eddie. I could say, hey, Eddie, let me send this to you. You know, that would be proof that they got it 17 days ago. And I would say, and when I spoke to Kevin, what is today, the 29th, he said that he wanted to be honest with me and that he hadn't reviewed the cassette yet. I mean, the, you know, and so, and I'll just said, and I'll just say, but my only, I think my concern is relationships are very important to me, including business relationships. And I don't want what could be perceived as complaining about Kevin, to sour my relationship with Kevin, because then maybe he wouldn't try as hard to help me. If Eddie says, no, you're only with Kevin. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, I understand what you're saying.
But, Wendy, that you've been more than kind. You've been accommodating. You've been patient.
Well,
I think now it's time to get your war paint on.
Yeah, you've already been.
You've
already have been that patient, really kind person.
And they think you're a lady that can be pushed around.
And I would be not. Mm-hmm. I would be calling tomorrow morning.
I would, too.
The boss man. I would.
I would skip Kevin.
Kevin.
No niceties.
And you could be nice to the boss. Like Kevin might have a lot going on. If he's got personal issues, I understand. So I need to talk to you. So you don't have to throw him under the bus by talking to the boss.
Yeah. Well, all right. So here's your...
We're talking 17 days. That's a long time to you all. And on Monday, it'll be... on Tuesday, well, on the 2nd, it'll be 3 weeks.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Well, I agree.
Wait,
I'd be calling tomorrow morning.
Don't go. And Wendy, try to relax a little, hon.
Well, she's
it's
fired up.
It's going to get fixed, you know, next week.
Well, is Eddie going to assign me to somebody new? Because he's probably not going to release me from the contract. Will he assign me to Giovanna?
Yes, I believe he's going to give you somebody new who's a real go-getter. And Eddie is...
Giovanna?
Kevin is sealing his fate. He's digging his own grave. This could have been a last resort case for him, but those two do not see eye to eye. Kevin is a trouble starter. He likes to have things his way. And when you are a junior member of a law firm, you're not going to get that kind of power. So here, Jim's got something for you.
The subject of your Archangel Michael Swerdlite Oracle card reading is be the real you.
Mm-hmm.
You're the greatest. Your greatest power comes from being who you truly are. Don't let anyone sway you from expressing your authentic self.
There you go.
So, I mean, if you feel a certain way, I think you don't hold back and try to worry about hurting feelings. Just
And you know, the thing is
that ship has sailed. I'd be on the phone.
You need some traction, you know. And what I have found in my own life is when I start making comments like, I'm beginning to think I made a wrong decision here. I don't think I'm getting the treatment I deserve. I start putting the words out. It's amazing how fires get started under people's butts. I've had a pretty big situation here for 2 years that finally is getting resolved. And a lot of it was that I just had to stand up for myself and practically called the specialist I forgot the word, but it wasn't a nice word,
right.
Okay? And that made him feel very I don't know. I can't even talk. I feel so fired up from Wendy's
age. She's getting screwed, but she can unscrew it. I would make the call. You know?
Yeah. Feel bad for that lady.
It's also a business.
Yeah.
That law firm needs, if they're not running their business right, then that person needs to hear about it.
Well, I have a feeling if this was
the head honcho,
the CEO of Walmart,
he should hear about it,
or CNN or some. I have a feeling they'd be rolling out red carpets.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to hear about it. And I think that if she decides to wait till January 2nd, that's her call. I would not wait. I would figure they'd be rolling into the office tomorrow morning at least and maybe try to leave early.
You know,
I'd be calling whatever time they open at whatever time zone they're in.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if the clock runs out on this, if there will be damages for her.
I think they will know that, and they will probably make her hold her breath and scare her, but I think they know that the clock's running. All of a sudden, they're going to scramble hard.
They may be deadline performers.
They could be like,
you're
my God. And maybe they know that there's like one piece of paper, two pieces of paper they can file that stops that clock. There's a lot of clocks out there. I know it sounds really stupid, but like there's a lot of clocks where there's deadlines run out, fines run out, stuff like that. But there are certain motions that can cease those, extend those, or at least put them on hold until another piece of paper comes.
You know what's sad, though? Somebody of 71 years should not be having to fight for her freaking life this way.
Yeah, that's...
And when I'm...
Insurance companies.
Yeah, when I get out, what do I need? More
that's
five,
all you gotta say.
6 more years? I'll tell you what, I'm not going to be quiet. I will,
252 North Carolina. Yeah. Sorry, Deb. 252
gotcha.
North Carolina.
All right, who we got on the line with us?
Jessica.
Hello?
Hi.
You are live, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello. Sorry about that. I had a child that just came up to me. Basically, I wanted to, kind of get a look at, because, I went to court and et cetera with my ex. And they sent me stuff back from when, I guess, whatever they sent to him. But the question I have is, I was wondering, are they going to do like a payback system with me soon? Because I did have to wait.
Now, make me be clear on this. This ex, is that the father of your child?
Yes.
Okay. And
so you think you're asking if there's going to be some back pay based on what's going on?
Yes, because there was some lives that kind of courtroom when we was in there. So
okay, so it's kind of a legal question.
So this is money, right? Yeah. There's money here, and you want to know if there's going to be a back pay because of all this dragged out, correct?
Right.
Right. That's right to the point. We like that. We like that.
That was the main thing I was looking at. If a decision has been made, basically.
Well, if a decision's been made for the back pay thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, when did you go to court again? I'm sorry.
Well, I went one time in September, and he dragged that. It was October.
Oh, so it's been many moons. Okay.
And he provides well for your child or what?
Or not well enough.
Or not.
Yeah, he does, but court did not have him as a second job. They only have him under one job.
Yes, he does. That's the thing these dudes need. Yep. Yep.
I had argued with the caseworker on it. The first time around, I argued with it about it, and she's like, "You can't prove it." Da 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 da. And I was like, "Okay," but I used to work with this man, so what can I prove?
Yeah. there is ways to find out. They got to have taxes taken and.
Yeah, and you're another one.
An employer's got a report.
You're another one that should not be at the mercy of these people that are supposed to be there to help you.
Yeah, isn't that a joke?
God, what a country we've got. Anyways.
It's a good country, but it has flaws.
I do feel, hopefully, it won't be the second coming of Christ before you get it, but I do feel that you are going to get the back money.
When is that day?
Yeah, when is it?
When is this? Does anybody have it marked on their calendar, the second coming of Christ?
Yeah, did they ever?
I'd like to know what day that is.
Well, don't we have to go through some...
Is that the Revelation thing? Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Deb. Let's not go down the Bible trail here. We'll get lost. And we need to give Jessica her answer.
Yeah, I think, though, don't expect it tomorrow. It's going to take some time. But that woman there, you had to argue with... What's her
caseworker.
Position? Boy, I'll tell you, caseworker. I have to speak with somebody above her.
I kind of went on her when we was at the court, when he was not in there when I told her, so, hey, you're telling me he can't afford, but he's got a second job, I'm looking at her, I was like, if I could work, I would, but I can't work a regular job and hold it in my child and have no vehicle, I can't afford a physical. So, sure. You know,
he should
so
be
I'm doing the best. I'm doing the best I can. And she wasn't even taking my side. I felt like she was taking more of his than listening to me.
That's what I'm saying. If you get fed up, you make sure you file a complaint.
Yeah, I need a new caseworker.
Yeah, these people are working for you and me.
So this, I find this unacceptable.
I thought about calling the state, but I felt like, you know, let her be my caseworker. She took the case. Sure. Let her be there. If something screws up, it'd be on her, not on me. So that's why I said, Jessica,
you have to follow the chain of command. Don't jump that chain all the way up.
You can go to the boss.
You got to go to the one above her.
Whoever that is.
And if you get no recourse, you go to the one above that. And eventually, somebody's going to get mad at all of them because if it gets too high, heads start rolling.
Hopefully, they don't go to God himself.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's somewhere in between.
Like I said, I haven't done that. I haven't done all the steps yet. But you know, I was working with her first, so to make sure she understood why, you know.
Yeah. That's her job, I understand. All right,
I'm
dying
to know this card.
The subject of your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card is prioritize self care. You do so much for others. It's time for you to experience the love you deserve and let others help you. I think she's trying to.
I have tried that.
hopefully that means it's coming.
Yes. So, boy.
Now, hopefully it is coming so I can start doing working on myself and not having to be feel like everything's on me.
But just remember, you can't give your child your best if you aren't at your best.
Yeah, make sure you take care of yourself.
That's
not
true.
Yourself.
I agree.
Yes, and try not to let him hear too much of what's going on.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. I don't. I've actually closed him out after court. I had no contact with him. My daughter has a little bit of contact with him, but you don't have enough to tell him anything.
They internalize a lot, and they start to feel they're the ones responsible for mom and dad to be fighting, and it's all their fault. And so the best thing is keep them out of it and just
That's what I've been doing.
If we don't hear from you before New Year's, please try to have a happy new beginning for 2023.
Yeah, if we don't, but we'll be.
But it is good, right?
Yes. Really. The money will be coming, but it's going to take some time.
Yeah, it's
going to take some
time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We will talk again. All hopefully
right.
Soon.
Yeah, take care, hon.
Take care.
Bye bye. Boy, got people with a lot of big issues.
Yeah,
tonight.
Oh yeah, the system. Everybody's got the system is beating their ass.
Gosh, it wouldn't be wonderful if we could get somebody in power that wasn't just a big yakker who could actually say, "Hey, we're cleaning all this crap up."
Yeah, they only do that on the campaign trail. We're going to 786. 786 is down in Florida. Welcome to the show, 786.
Florida, welcome.
Welcome.
And to whom are we speaking?
Balin.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
We've talked to you before, have we not?
Yes, you have. How you been doing?
On Facebook also.
Oh, yes, Balin. How are you, hon? How are things going?
I'm not doing good. My daddy put a hit out on me and had somebody come jump on me, and I got a case right now.
I've never been in trouble before
in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's lying about it.
She came over
to jump on me.
Is it an ex?
He sent her. He called her. No, this is my dad, my father, the father that helped give birth to me.
And he hired her to come and jump you.
No, he called her and told her to come beat me up. And I beat her up. Now I have a case. He put me in the streets. I was working and everything. I was working for him and everything. I root my life to go and take care of him.
What's wrong with your father? Is he on drugs or something? I mean, who does that?
He's an alcoholic. Yeah, right. He's an alcoholic, but still to the point. This is his step-granddaughter.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, my God.
A step-granddaughter.
Yes, hear you.
So what is your specific question?
Are they going to drop the charges?
Charges on you for whooping the person that came to whoop your ass, right?
Even though
right.
she came to put hands on you, you can't say it's self-defense.
She hit me upside the head with a candle. I have stitches in my head and everything. I lost my job. I lost my living. I lost everything because of her.
Okay, I'll take a look, but my heart really goes out to you.
Yeah,
I'll tell you.
These things.
Thank you.
They get flipped around sometimes, and the innocent person gets screwed on these things. Because you know the other chick's lying her ass off, right? You know that.
Oh, yeah, of
You know
course.
For a fact. You know for a fact. That's what happens, you know.
Can I ask what your father claims you did?
Yeah, why would he do that?
That he needed you to be beaten up?
He said that he called her I don't know what it was, but he's been calling me out my name. He's been mistreating me. He's been letting people disrespect me when they come to the house. I've been dealing with so much to the point where a young man he had living with him, he came over there and the people came, three cars pulled up with guns and everything to shoot up the house. This is right after I got there. And I've been dealing with so much since I've been there.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a place to go back to.
Well, I'm not going back. I just want the charges dropped. I want to know that my life is going to be back where it's supposed to be.
Sure, gotcha. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Okay, again, we always have to remind
legal disclaimer.
Everyone.
Legal disclaimer. Yeah, we are not judges, lawyers, law enforcement.
Yeah,
right.
But I can just give you an opinion.
Yep.
My opinion is, for your own safety, you got to go in the other direction, first of all.
Well, she knows that.
And I'm already doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are lots of agencies out there that would want to step up and help you. Women's shelters, et cetera, good friends. But anyway, I feel that
charges
this
dropped
is not going to come to fruition for the charges. That I feel they will get dropped. And you've never been in trouble, right?
No, never had a ticket or anything.
So if you do have to... If you do have to appear in court,
probably,
and you probably will, I feel the judge is going to look kindly on you.
I've already been to court.
Okay.
I went to court the other day, and he told me I had to call the prosecutor attorney on the 2nd, and I'll go back to court on February 7th at 9
February 7th.
Okay,
okay, so that's when you'll find out. Okay, all right, what do you got?
You know, prosecutors are not monsters.
Not all of them.
So you could really try. Mm-hmm. You agree? They're good people.
Some of them.
They can be.
Mm-hmm.
So
they
when they look at when they look at your record compared to say the other woman's record,
things like that matter.
It's going to matter.
Yeah, they know sometimes I'm like because they're just there. They're like they're the lawyer for the people basically, the Commonwealth, the government, the district. They're not the cops that put that you know wrote the report.
I see you moving away, maybe not you know real quickly, but I. See a female here that you know who lives in another place. It looks like it's quite a distance away, and I see you going and starting a new life once all of this is behind you.
And that I have plans for that already.
Well,
look at that. You're on the road, and all you
I've already
is...
set it up. And my brother. Now another question: my brother that I'm with right now, my birth brother, that's by my mom. He owes me $50,000, and I want my money. Do you see
the
me? From my brother that I'm with right now, and he's ridiculing me and putting me down for the things that just happened to me.
He owes you 50 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And does he have access to 50 grand?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he
does.
Can you take him to court, or is this...
Or is this something that is hard to prove? Hard to prove thing.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is, I don't want to have to take him to court. I want him to just admit it and give me my money.
Well, did you see anything right now?
I think I would want to. See, we can't redo the card.
No, we got three and we have extended the show.
Yeah, though. I would. Can you
call back?
Can you call us again?
We're doing shows all marathon, holiday marathon.
Yeah. Can you call tomorrow or New Year's Eve or New Year's?
Yeah, I'll call tomorrow.
We'll be here.
And we'll work on that, all right?
We're going to be here all 2022 and
2023. One thing I want you to know, Baylin, everything is going to be okay. Yeah. All right. And that
Thank
woman
you.
Out there. She is like an angel in your life.
Bob Marley song said, everything's going to be all right. All right, anyway.
Yeah.
Subject, this is a blessing in disguise. Be patient.
Thank you very much.
Wait, listen. Start over.
Now, here's your oracle card reading real quick. This is a blessing in disguise is the subject. Be patient and have faith that your angels have this situation under control. What will come is far better than what you dared to dream.
Love it.
Man.
And so, if you can do something really great with
this
it.
So this negative thing goes
right.
Yes. To be a springboard to a new life.
A brand new life.
Brand new life.
Yep, I'm excited.
Get away
you.
From all that crap.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm away from it. I just need to get away from the rest of it.
Yep,
you will.
This is it. Yeah, all you got to do is get away from this, and that's February.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Call us again.
I'll call you tomorrow.
All right, hon. Take care.
Roger that.
Bye-bye. I love you.
Love you, too. Wow, this is a night.
It is very legal-oriented show tonight for the most part. Two of them were not. We had two loves and then a lot of court laws and all this other stuff.
Yeah, and I've told you, I've always felt there's some kind of calling, not just for love. Psychic love doctor. There's something bigger than that where it helps people to, you know, I mean, I could put this in kind of vulgar terms, but unscrew their lives.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I've actually said that in meetings. I've actually said it. We had, instead of saying the real thing that people normally say, we had to issue this paper to unscrew all the stuff you guys did. Unscrew, I said.
Oh, yeah.
Normally, I would like to say the unfuck, but I knew better on a meeting with a lot of higher-ups.
Well.
But I got no problem saying unscrew.
But this is good that we can put this message not just to help people find a boyfriend, a girlfriend, you know, or will that man leave his wife? This is good stuff for people's future.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over. It's whatever you want to ask.
Yeah.
In the state of Florida, 407. Florida is here still. Go ahead, 407.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
And to whom are we speaking?
Hi. Are speaking with Sunshine.
Sunshine, she was also a Facebook host.
Sunshine. Good to hear from you.
Oh, great song.
Good to hear from you guys, too. It's been a while.
Yeah, so tell us, what's happening for you?
Happening?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much going on. I guess it's just a lot of opportunities. And I wanted to know, what is my new year going to look like?
There you go. Yeah.
I am kind of surprised that's the first one we had tonight.
It is. Can you tell us, Sunshine, what would be your number one thing that you would like to have happen?
Number one desire or maybe your number one concern that you want to fix
for the new year?
I'm running for a municipal position. I would like to know how it would do.
Didn't hear it.
With something about a position.
Are you running for a position or you're applying for
a position? Yes, a commissioner position.
Oh, good for you.
All right.
Okay.
So you're talking election stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesomeness, awesomeness.
Got to tell you, though, the cards can be a crapshoot.
Because it's like predicting the outcome of like almost like a sporting
gambling,
event, right?
Almost like gambling.
Because there's so many gazillions of people that are voting.
Well, just in general. Let's just say in general. In general.
What flavor do you see? That's a good question. I like it.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Well, that's cool.
So I'm laying out your cards right now.
And I am just scouting out. Callers.
I think I'm going to have to be like,
Like what? Speak.
I kind of want to go ba-bam, just like Emerald.
No, he just goes bam. He doesn't go
ba-bam. Oh, he doesn't do ba-bam?
He's a bam. Well, maybe he does.
Bam.
I've actually never watched him. I've just heard that he does that. Only time I see him now is when he's trying to sell some air fryer that we bought.
I was trying to stay short and sweet tonight compared to everybody else.
Oh, you noticed the trend, did you? You did notice the trend.
Yes.
The trend was, I don't know if you're watching on Facebook, it was kind of killing me a little
bit. I am.
And you know, I am trying to be the guy, the expediter, to keep everything going, but I fail all the time.
So now, do you have doubts, Sunshine? Doubtful about this?
Yeah,
or are you,
how do you feel?
Or are you completely gung-ho?
Are you optimistic?
Well, I just got finished with one election. We're running into another election. And I think, oh, this is just so much back-to-back. The first one was very exhausting. And I'm just like, uh-uh. I just wanted to get out of that one. But this one's a short one. So I said, I'll go ahead and do this one, and that's fine. And this one I feel a little bit more comfortable with.
And it looks good. Just try to keep your positive energy flowing. I know it was exhausting, you know, and all that, but keep your energy flow real good.
I've got more power to you. I can't imagine doing back-to-back to that.
Yeah, but that's
yeah.
good, though. You know, I don't know if I've predicted this before, but I see you actually as the future, you know, expands, unfolds. Eventually, I see you running for something.
Holy guacamole.
And it'll be real good.
Running for something like what?
Like a public office.
Yes, a public office.
But what position?
Well, this is a public office that I'm running for.
He was running for this.
Well, what were you running for recently?
I ran for two public office. Oh, what I was running for recently? You guys don't really want to know, do you?
Yeah.
I thought maybe you were part of a campaign and not actually running.
Okay. I was a part helping out with a bunch, but I was also running for U.S. Congress.
Oh, and how did that
It was a close race, but didn't quite get it.
Well, that's a good sign, though.
You know, we're in Florida, so you know how Florida turned out this year.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? It's coming. It's coming. This was like a trial run. This was a drill.
A lot of times if you make a first show like that, then you build momentum for the next time around.
And that is going to happen for you. So I do think for this election coming up, you got a really good chance. And...
But like you said, this is like gambling, so it's really hard. It's hard for your cards to nail it down because there's so many factors.
Yeah, and
one of them is voters. There's billions of them.
It's the voters.
So many of them.
Yeah, it's hard.
A lot of people don't want to vote nowadays.
Yeah, it all depends. Yeah, you're right. Unless something really pisses them off.
Or there's a gimme in this form. They want, you know.
I'm going to give everybody a free something.
Say, Mercedes.
I'm going to go out and vote in. Hell yeah.
All right, what you got? Nothing.
I'm going to read this, and I don't know that this pertains to that. Let me hit the harp, though, to officially signify. All right. Your Archangel Michael Sorlight Oracle card reading. Subject is, no, it is not time yet. This is not the divine right time to take action. Please be patient. The opportune moment is approaching.
But
now, might not be election related.
But give this election your all. And
if it doesn't happen, do not be discouraged, I'd probably.
Right.
If it doesn't.
Because it's coming in its own best way and time.
And I've noticed that. You know, I've noticed that, and like I've never been involved, but just following it in the papers and voting, I see some folks come in.
Yeah.
And they do okay, but then if the timing's right, they come back with a vengeance.
And I got you're going to think I'm out of my mind, Sunshine, but I feel it's bigger than that for you. That down the road, I could see you in the governor's mansion.
You got to start somewhere, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't
Lord, don't say that. They were joking about that with me, and I was like, I'm not doing that.
Well, that's you right now.
It doesn't mean it's to that tomorrow.
No, it'd be down the road a piece.
There's always baby steps, you know, unless you're like an actor named Arnold Schwarzenegger or something.
I never wanted to get into politics. I just am about helping the people. That's it.
Well, that's
baby
the right thing to
steps,
do.
Steps, and then see what happens.
And then you know what?
Okay.
Another thing is the problem is there's been so many before you that have tainted that phrase.
True.
I want to help the people, and there's so many people that have done that and not wanted to help the people. It's hard to feel when somebody tells you that they're genuine. You don't know that. You're like, I've heard that before, you know?
Sure.
Us voters hear that all the time.
But you do have a charmed future. I want to tell you that. You really do, Sunshine.
Thank
you. Keep on, and do not give up.
So you...
I appreciate it.
Please plan for a brilliant new year. I think it's going to be wonderful for you. This is the year coming up intuitively that is alignment all the way. And I think that's like alignment with our dreams, hopes, health, you know, all the good stuff.
I got you.
Yeah. So take care, sunshine, and don't be a stranger.
You know where
I won't. Thank you, you guys. I do.
Oh, yeah. And much good luck to you.
Yes.
All
very
right.
Much.
Let's go. We're going to run away from Florida, and we're going to go up to 216 Ohio. 216, welcome to the show.
Ohio.
Hello.
Welcome. Hi.
Goat,
who are
Ohio.
We speaking to?
Hi. Hello. I just turned my volume up. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Perfect.
And you are?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Happy New Year.
Same to you. And I think that you have talked to us before, maybe.
It's been a couple months. Yeah, it's been a while.
All right, yeah. So tell us.
I've been keeping busy with work and, you know, being at home and just, but sorry, go on.
No, you're right. No, tell us. Yeah, you got to tell us.
Yeah, you call in.
It's been 2 months. You
got to
catch us up. Yeah,
right.
You got to catch us up.
So tell us what's been happening.
What's happening?
Yeah, we like
keeping busy. Just keeping busy with work. I think the last time I spoke to you was probably 2 months ago. Remember about the little situation with one of the people I work with?
Oh, I do remember that.
I don't, because a lot of people have that.
And they all have that.
Yeah, a lot of folks have that.
So what is your question for this reading?
Yeah,
what do you see coming up for me in the next couple months at my job? I know I have a review in January, but what do you see picking up? Do you feel that person that is in my environment, we're going to keep getting along in harmony? She's been a lot kinder lately.
Wonderful.
But I bought her a Christmas gift. I know. I bought her a Christmas gift. So what are you just picking up for me? I mean, it's nothing bad. It's not like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's off and on. That's all I can say.
It's always good to keep your enemies nice and close to you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it seems like you've kind of softened her up, that she isn't quite wearing that cement overcoat as much as she was.
Yeah, that's
good.
You cut out a little bit.
Yeah, we lost you.
You went chop chop.
Sorry.
On the floor.
Are you good? Am I good now?
You are very good.
I mean, it's a silence.
The cards are going
down,
just to let you know. The cards are going down. So you got a performance.
Okay, I'm going to listen and be quiet so you can focus. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, no, we don't mind.
Okay, listen.
The more input you give, it'll help your card reading.
These next months are going to be really good for you. Really good. I see the lady, the woman, your coworker, and there's a man there. Maybe somebody else. Did you say a long time ago that you don't work with men?
Not now, but that's so funny that you said that. The big boss left. She was a woman, and a man is now the new boss. But there is, since we changed our floor that we moved on to go in 2 days a week, now the man that is on our team, he's closer. So, yes, I see him more now. You're absolutely right about that. Before, he sat, on the other side, but he's not allowed to do that anymore. He's got to sit with us. I think he wanted away from the drama. I really do.
Well, the female is looking right at you, and I think she's very much in tune. That relationship should stay nice, pleasant for you.
Should stay professional and not conflicting,
thank
right?
God.
Yes, very much so. And the man is a forward thinker. He's a guy, he comes through as a king of spades. And those that are characterized as spades are really good analyzers. They're good at calculating. Like using scientific theories, very
so
much.
Him.
Yeah, look
he
at that.
Trading. He does all our trading.
Yeah, look at that. And
we do the audits. I do first audits, but go on.
Well, he's going to bring in some innovations that I think are going to really be exciting for all of you. As time, maybe not tomorrow, and it wouldn't be tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I think by the midpoint of the year, got some ideas, and you stand in a very good spot for either promotion upward or what do you call it, lateral, something
moving
like that.
Moving to another department, you mean?
Lateral. Sometimes moving lateral gives you more opportunities to move up. Yeah, she knows.
I know. A lot of people do that in our company.
Yep, a lot of people is where I work too.
And
also,
I see it coming for you too. So I'm so glad you called us. Great to hear. And turn around. Now stay here. Don't go.
Stand by for your...
I'll come up right here.
Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading. Subject, increase your knowledge. Education brings opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
Take a course, pick up a book, or find a mentor to teach you what your soul longs to know.
Whoa.
So this might be even more than work.
Yeah.
This might be deeper than work, or it is work. You got to think about that.
Yes, and I'm going to be starting a free class here pretty soon to let everybody get a chance to learn this from the ground floor. All right. And anybody that wants to become, like, say, a professional credentialed practitioner will have that opportunity too. But I always teach my beginning course for free because I don't want anybody to feel like, well, boy, she sure stole that money off of me.
And it's only fair because it's a beginning course.
Yeah.
And people might not feel it's for them.
But it's interesting, right? But wow. Your reading was wonderful. I'm so at peace. I've been this way for the past few months, and I just had that one little thing with that woman, but now it's harmonized. You know, it's better now. And right now, my dog, my baby dog, well, she's actually 50 pounds. She's sleeping on my leg, snoring like you would not believe right now.
There's been so many pet losses on Facebook over the holidays. We lost a dog over Christmas.
Not recently. It was around Thanksgiving many years ago.
Yeah.
Like 3-4 years.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. It wasn't
part of the family.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. It was right around Thanksgiving about 3-4 years ago.
So what a precious angel sleeping at...
Snoring like you would... I know. She's my baby.
Well, I will be putting out information as we get into January. Okay. In January sometime. It'll also be recorded so that if somebody can't make it because of work, and I mean, we're dealing with people around the world, so you'll still be able to have the material. All right. So I hope you are a follower of the Psychic Love Doctor or somehow that we can. I don't know. How do we? Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I should go on Facebook more. I really don't. I go on Facebook. I have one thing, and that's for my volunteer that I do because I volunteer at a dog shelter. So it's a private Facebook. But that I don't. It's nothing against you. I don't go for anyone. You know what I'm saying? Other than that private group I'm in. But I should go on it more. That should be my New Year's resolution. Everybody is begging me to go on Facebook and Instagram.
It is. You know, you just got to keep it in balance.
If you keep it within people you know and trust, it won't get out of hand and make you disgusting.
And if you are a follower, you'll get the information because
if you follow the Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook, you'll have access to the info.
So it could be right up your alley with what your card said, and then you'll be able to give readings to yourself to see, you know, what a gem.
I know.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to have to run, but we want to
thank you. I'll call again, I'm sure. thank you so much.
You're taking us to the finish line. Sorry, folks that are still out there.
Yes.
All good things must come to an end. We extended the show over 20 minutes.
And we will be here tomorrow, 7 p.m. All right. So take care, everybody.
Say goodbye.
Here it is. Here it is.
Good morning.
How lovely. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.